This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I screwed up.
Yeah, you can't come on. You got to let us tee you up for this for a second before you just jump on the mic.
No, I'm not. Dan's going to do it. I screwed up.
Well, I just I
mixed up my
you.
Songs from the 70s.
You should feel shame.
I do.
Yeah.
Our social media match is powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads on Twitter, like Tom does here. Jeff, King Harvest sang Dancing in the Moonlight, not Dance with Me.
Yeah. Oh, but who sang Dance with Me?
They were already Orleans.
Orleans did Dance with Me, so it was the remnants of King Harvest singing Dance with Me. I apologize. I was incorrect.
Tom, thank you for letting us know. We appreciate it, and our response to it is very simply.
We'll get it fixed.
That's all we can do.
Not to be confused with the ABBA song, When You Dance with Me, or Dancing Queen, correct?
Okay.
Just making sure we're not confused. Yes. Do you apologize? I just want to hear it.
I already did.
Now I want to hear it again.
I apologize. I screwed up.
Profusely. To the hard-working people of Northeast Ohio.
I always cracked up at the beginning of the King Harvest song, Dancing in the Moonlight.
And why is that, Jeff?
We get it on most every night. Well, congratulations.
Man, nice thing.
Congratulations to you.
Hence the reason that another song would show up on all those commercials that helps get you to the place you want to go.
There you go.
So very confused.
Here, have this pill. It's blue.
Vitamin V. Isn't that what they say?
I do believe they do.
Vitamin V. Used to be able to walk into the clubhouse. Hey, would you like a vitamin V? I don't know what clubhouse I'm talking about, but apparently one of those were. So, Jeff, at 216-474-0092, if you'd like to hop in on any sports conversation, we'd love to hear from you. I was disappointed with the Cavaliers last night.
You're really disappointed with the Cavaliers.
Jeff, they played a good team last night, a team that was good.
A team that I mentioned yesterday about I wouldn't rule them out for coming out of the West.
Last night's game reminded me of a game that all the people that are naysayers against Cavaliers believe in. Kawhi Leonard looked like he was like 22 years old. I mean, he played out of his mind last night. I thought he played great.
You know the thing about Kawhi?
33 points. He was, he's somewhat healthy? I don't know.
I could see, I think we have seen this. We're in the Western Conference. Fill in whatever level you want to be in the playoffs. Kawhi Leonard, out tonight. Why? What's he have? Well, we don't know. Such a great player.
He wasn't out last night, that's
for
sure.
No, he wasn't, was he?
33 points against the Cavs last night. But James Harden ended up with 22 last night. And, Bogdanović, every time I turned.
Zubac was awesome.
I was like, he's killing us too. He had 20, played 29 minutes off the bench last night. That's the kind of game that's, you tell me, Cavs fans, isn't that the kind of game that scares you? That makes you go, maybe the Cavs did have a pretty good run. And it was fun, and it was a blast. But I don't know if they can make it past Boston.
Don't bury this team, dude.
I didn't bury them. They buried themselves last night. They did.
Well, last night.
And I got to tell you, these last couple
games. It's one game. They've now lost two in a row.
Well, and that's a losing streak, isn't it? Or do they have to win lose three for a losing streak?
Wow.
I look, I think that when they're playing well, they played well. But last night, they played against a team that was just significantly better than them, given last night's play. And we were all there, right? It was a healthy lineup.
They had a big lead early. They lost it.
But that
happens.
It's a discouraging game, though, because I think it shows you a path where other teams can beat the Cavaliers.
Following a path that Orlando took that was somewhat similar.
I concur. And defensively, you can't give up 132 points.
Big wing guys can give this team trouble. And Kawhi Leonard did last night. We saw Orlando do the same thing with Paolo Banchero, with Franz Wagner.
I think the other part that scares me
is Bogdanović last night. Mitchell has
not looked very good lately. He was 2 for 9 for threes last night. And Garland didn't look any better. 2 for 6. It's a little better. He took 3 less shots, but just a little bit better.
If he had taken 3 more and hit 3 more, he'd have been 5 for 9.
That's true. I would have been good, and I would have learned my math. There are times when I just need them to get a rebound lately, especially in the second half, and the ball ends up getting kicked back out beyond the perimeter. I feel like I've seen this play plenty of times over the last couple games. Do you have any concern? 216-474-0092.
Here's the thing. I think you are slightly overreacting one game and maybe two games.
But we know, I mean, there were some... Not every game in that 16-game winning streak was perfect.
Remember,
can we be honest on that?
I'm the guy who said yesterday I don't see them coming out of the East and going to the NBA Finals. So I see what you saw last night, and I think they'll have a hard time getting to the NBA Finals. But that's okay. Everybody else will, too. I mean, I think it's a very limited group of teams that could get out of the Eastern Conference. I was texting with our buddy Sam Amico after he was with us yesterday and later on in the day as well. Sam sold. He thinks they've got a great chance to go. And he mentioned he was talking to a scout. He told me more about what the scout said, and he thinks the scout thought the Cavs were the real deal.
Yeah,
I think there are holes, but Andy, I think every team has holes. That's the thing. You can't sit here and say, Cavs have holes. They all do. They all do. And it's the team that figures out how to cover those up and still win that's going to get to the NBA Finals.
I think the hardest part, though, is the defense on this. It's that, you know, defensively, we've seen them play much better. And Kenny Atkinson said it last night after the game.
They play great. Elite shot-making performance by them. Poor defensive performance by us. You know, they shot the ball great, maybe a little over their head, but our lack of discipline, fouling them, putting them on the line, and then giving them second-chance points. So we didn't do the little things. We weren't disciplined. And that's why you give up 132 points.
Bingo.
Bingo. Yeah.
Yep.
That makes me like him even more, that he's not trying to sugarcoat a loss where he knows exactly what went wrong in last night's game.
Here's the deal, I think. You can't give up, and we talked about this earlier on. The Clippers scored 37 in the first quarter, 31 in the second, 38 in the third quarter. And then all of a sudden, let's play some defense. Well, you held them to 26 in the fourth. Problem was you only scored 17. So I think there needs to be a little more defensive presence throughout the game for many teams in the NBA. The Cavs aren't alone here. There's just the scoring is outrageous in the NBA right now. And, you know, the years of the games where, you know, they were in the 80s and everybody thought, oh, my God, blah, 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 blah. It's like a football game.
Did they do the blah, 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 though?
Absolutely, they did. And now teams are just running up and down the floor like crazy and defense is a myth. That basketball's not as... not great to watch either, you know. It really isn't. It's so wide open. It's like, hey, look at Meadowlark. He's taking that half court hook shot.
Oh, geese. Oh, well, there goes Curley. Look at
Curley dribble.
He's
how about
so
that?
Good.
Oh, and look, there's an open layup to Nate Branch. Okay, great.
Were you a fan of the cartoon, by the way?
Absolutely.
I did too, especially when they would hang out with Scooby Doo.
Sure.
They always could help him find the mystery.
Sure.
Man, they were good like that.
But they're just going to have to bring up a little more defensive intensity. And they can. And their offense is good.
So your panic meter is at what on this team?
Well, there's no panic at all.
Oh, you're zero. You're really at zero after last night?
They lost a game.
They've lost two.
Okay, great. And they're 56-12. Now, that said, I don't think they're going to make it to the NBA Finals. They've had a wonderful regular season. They could have a really nice playoff run. It just drives me nuts when it drives me nuts to watch a lot of today's NBA where the three is so prevalent. They took 41 threes last night. And they had 49 two-point shots. It's just a lot of threes. If they're not going down, figure out another way to score. And they weren't going down as much as you'd like last night.
So help me on this, okay? Tell me. I want to just
Clippers were doing
good. The Clippers looked great last night. I thought they looked, and they looked healthy, and they played.
Nice job, Brian Shaw.
Yeah, they did an excellent job.
Filling in for Ty Lue.
My question for you is, can we just kind of project through the rest of this road trip before we start taking some phone calls here? Sacramento is next.
Challenge.
Phoenix is after that.
Challenge.
Utah is after that.
Not as much of a challenge.
Portland.
Maybe more of a challenge than you think.
All right.
I would think the Cavs can go 2-2 the rest of the way on this trip.
So it'll be a bad trip. It'll be, you're saying, 2-3 overall.
That's not a bad road trip. It's a bad road trip for a team that's 26-7 away from home. They've been great on the road this year. It's getting to the time of the year, Andy, where teams are trying to focus and trying to get things going in the right direction and trying to be good. And we're seeing that now. And that's, you know, it's a challenge.
All right, where are you on the panic meter for the Cavaliers right now? And, I mean, I tell you, there were points last night in that fourth quarter. They looked like a varsity team, and we looked like a JV team. And it was hard to watch because we haven't seen that all year. And, you know, the Clippers were moving the ball. Everything was going right for them. They were hitting every shot. They looked a lot like we have throughout the season. Although yesterday we just I'm not panicking, but
I think you're panicking.
No, I'm not. I've turned the panic meter on. I'll tell you that. It's on. I'm not saying that it's moving.
You're just letting it warm up.
Yeah, but I don't want that needle to move off of zero. Hmm. But it's getting pretty close to one right now. I'll give you a one at this point, and we'll see where they go from this, especially because they're on the road for the next four games. So they'll be isolated out on the West Coast. Also, does this make you think there's a chance they can get knocked out of the playoffs early over these last 2 days? I know. Maybe it's overreaction. Maybe it is. You tell me if it is. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Anybody see Kawhi Leonard and the Globetrotters last night? That's who the Cavs played. That's what it felt like. 132-119, Clippers over the Cavs. Cavs have now dropped 2-0. Apparently, I have aggravated a few people by asking you, where are you on the panic meter for the Cavaliers right now after dropping two games? I see concerned. I'm not, like, totally freaking out at it by any means. I'm just...
I think you are.
No, you know me.
Dano, is he?
Am I freaking out?
I think there's a level of concern, but I wouldn't call it freak out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not there. I'm not LaChique yet.
All right. There you go.
I'm not there yet.
Fine.
I'm just kind of... I worry when I see game like you watch a game like last night, and you're like, Cavs aren't beating a team like that. And the Clippers were hot last night, too. Let's not...
Cavs had a lousy fourth quarter.
Yeah, and but they had a lousy last 30 seconds in that game against Orlando, too. They were just shooting threes and missing threes. They missed five threes on final, 32 seconds in that game the other night? They missed five.
Well, and they were one of 13 on threes in the fourth quarter last night.
And they were ice cold at the end of the third, too. So
that's one thing about today's NBA. It's not the Cavs. It's today's NBA. Boy, the three-pointer's not going down. Let's shoot some more. They were one of 13 on threes. And I know they're trying to catch up a little bit. But two's better than none, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what I liked about them at the beginning of the season, that they didn't seem to be pressed or worried about grabbing a two rather than taking a three. It just happens too many times. Tim is in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. Hi, Tim.
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I know we're talking about the Cavs, but I have a quarterback question. Is that all right?
Go for it.
How come we're not talking more about Joe Milton? 6'5", 247, 25 years old, and the word on the street is Brian Hoyer was on with the Morning Boys that possibly a fourth could get him, or worst case, a third. I mean, the kid's huge and runs like a deer, has 1 year of pro, you know, being a pro quarterback under his belt, and word on a lot of the boards is the Steelers are sniffing hard on him. And do we really want to now spend the next 10 years having Big Ben Jr. terrorize us if we could get a hold of that kid? I mean, isn't he worth a flyer?
Tim, we've mentioned him frequently on our show.
I know. I mean, what Brian Hoyer said this morning just reaffirmed what I thought. I'm like, man, do you give a third up for Kirk Cousins with drawn Social Security, or a 25-year-old kid that's big as a house that runs like a deer? I mean, give the kid
Are you bringing in a 25-year-old quarterback, though, if you think you're drafting a quarterback at two?
I wouldn't. I would give him up a third or a fourth. I would offer a fourth to New England. Go get your buddy Mike Vrabel and pat him on the back and say, hey, buddy, you know, we'll give you a fourth for for Joe Milton, and then I would take Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, you know, to put some stud talent on there, because those quarterbacks, none of the top ones are studs.
And all right, Tim. Hey, we'll jump back into this a little bit later. Thanks, man. Okay. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, we'll be all over this till the draft anyway. So what's another day? I understand what he's saying, though. We've talked about him,
what's
right?
What's another day?
Or what's another segment? I should probably put it that
Thursday's
way.
Thursday's another day.
All right, let's go back to Cavs. Here we go. Mike is in Chardon. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Michael.
Hey, guys. Good. Thanks. So yesterday, a couple excuses. One, the travel, you know, going to the West Coast. You know, if they're not, you know, sharp defensively, you know, that's understandable. But what about, like, there's not enough ointment on the planet to keep Kawhi Leonard and Harden playing like that. So in a seven-game series with us bombing those threes in and running up and down the court and then tightening the defense to a playoff intensity, I just think it's, you know, it's explainable. You know, not, I wouldn't be surprised if they lost again tonight because they're on back-to-backs and, you know, it'll say a lot. So, I mean, panic? I don't think so. But I do want to say one more thing.
Sure.
Is these teams are victimizing Darius Garland. I love Darius's game. I think he's great. But I think that Kenny Atkins, he's going to come up with the short leash and get Ty Jerome in there, who I noticed last night, the best comp for Ty Jerome is James Harden. They're both just great, like, hustlers. They're slippery. They get you in awkward positions. And I think that they're going to fix that. I think that, you know, they're not going to worry about people's feelings or how. So anyway, we'll see tonight. Maybe they'll bounce back and they'll just, you know, the worry would be gone if they're.
Yeah, you're right. If they bounce back tonight, thank you, Monkey. I appreciate it. I just, you know, I was making excuses at the end of the game the other night, too, when they just didn't get it and they were at home where they normally don't lose. And all of a sudden, the rims got real tight at the end of the game. And that's just not the team we've seen all year. And then when I hear Kenny Atkinson say our defense basically, you know, stunk last night, I agree with him. Because that's what I was thinking as I was watching. I was like, oh, boy. They were playing at a different level. Maybe it is the travel. Maybe it is. Can I leave it at that then, Jeff?
No.
Is it possible it was a travel?
No.
Because they got run out of the gym in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
They did.
Yep. You've traveled with NBA teams.
I know.
It's not the travel.
Well, it is. It's kind of a hard life. You extended beds you get to sleep in. And, I mean, you may have to wait 3 seconds to go through.
Could I have some lobster with my filet?
Jeff, now it's possible they may have moved the table back 3 feet inside the arena when they go through TSA before they ever get on the bus. The bus that takes them straight to the airplane where they just walk on the stairs and go right up to the airplane. I mean, that can take a lot out of a person. It really can. You may actually have to, I mean, think about all of the time that you have to waste and energy when you have to stand at the counter to get your key. You know, but, you know, they have to wait at the table and see their room number and their name on the key and walk right upstairs. Those are all very trying times for weary travelers trying to play
sure
on
is.
The West Coast.
Yeah, if only you had some, you know, nutrition when you got to the hotel. Oh, wait a minute.
All right, now I feel better.
There it all sits.
Now, that much better perspective on. Do we want Chuck in a car or Chuck and Shaker first? Jeff, you make the call. We got a lot of Chuck to give up here.
Let's go in Shaker.
Chuck and Shaker first. Not Chuck and Shaker.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, listen, Andy.
Yeah.
I was thinking like you were thinking. Mitchell's game has been off a little bit the last
five or six games.
I'm a little worried about that. I know he's been facilitating a lot, but, you know, you still got to score some points. I don't even think he scored like maybe 20 points the last game. I think it was like 20 points.
18 last night, I think.
Yeah, 18.
Wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, you know, he needs to get back up there towards the 30 mark. So,
that's how they've not won this year.
He had 23 against the Magic.
Remember,
so.
Kenny wants to share the ball and share minutes, and it's worked.
Because sharing is caring.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're sharing, and them guys ain't hitting shots. I mean, you take
Now there's an issue, Chuck. That's a valid point, Chuck.
Chuck, Chuck and Shaker, thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go, Chuck, in
Andy,
the car
I,
now.
I just, oh, sorry. If you're living and dying by 3-point shots, and many teams in the NBA are.
You're going to die every once in a while.
You are. And they did last night.
And they died against Orlando in the end, too. Chuck, in a car.
Please don't panic, Andy, please.
I'm not, like I said, can I be concerned?
Chuck, he's freaking out.
Can I be
you
concerned?
You can't even be concerned.
I can't be concerned either. All right.
We only have to play one team out of that conference if we get that far.
Yeah, I thought about that at the end, too. I'm like, whoo, I hope we never have to see these guys again, and the only way we would is in the NBA Finals. So, Chuck, we are on this. Congratulations on the same page for that theory.
Thank you. Next time I'm going to Shaker so I can be first.
Okay, good point. You better hurry up and drive over there. Thank you, Chuck.
The only problem is the poor Clippers, by the time they get to the finals, James Harden, you know, might be grooming his beard, not able to play. And Kawhi might have a knee that's flaring up.
They didn't. None of that was going on last night.
That team is so interesting, and I think good. And man, seems so fragile.
Quickly becoming a regular on the show is Cleveland. And Cleveland, hi, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Hey guys, listen. I just wanted to say something real quick. Seems like they need a couple of bullies.
Ooh.
And
isn't
I think
Tristan
if they
the
had
bully?
A couple of bullies, if they had a couple of bullies, I think that that would serve up on them better. And I got to go. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Cleveland to Cleveland.
Well, they signed Javonte Green, and they thought that, you know, he might be the guy who can help him out.
Isn't Tristan the bully? I mean,
you can't be a bully when you're sitting on the bench yelling at somebody.
All I can say is that every Canadian player is now scared of him because he was able to be, you know, a little bit aggressive while playing in Canada, his home country. True? Is he your enforcer? Do you have an enforcer on this team?
No.
Well, there is no Kendrick Perkins on this team,
no.
Correct? Okay, I just want to make sure.
No.
All right, so you're not concerned. Not even a little, even though some people agree with
what, what do you mean by concerned? See, that's the thing.
Let me tell you the one thing that eased my mind was something that was brought up in a phone call, that you would only have to play one team out of the Western Conference
anyway. It's not the opponent, Andy. It's the Cavs. Your concern level
last night. Last night it was the opponent. They were better than we were yesterday.
Well, so what? That's going to happen, Andy.
But they were significantly better than we were last night, Jeff. This was, it wasn't even a game. Second half, I didn't think it was.
I think it was.
I don't know. I'm not going to watch that fourth quarter again. I can tell you that.
If you
and they went ice cold at the end of the second, at the end of the third quarter too.
Here's the thing. I said this yesterday. If you go 3 or 4 games, what is it, over 500 in the playoffs, you win the NBA championship. All you got to do is win 4-3 by the other team. I mean, it's not like you have to go out and dominate like you did in the regular season.
You know, it's weird. It sounds that way, and it seems easy in March. But when you get there and you're in the middle of it, and you're watching the wins in your series go back and forth, it's never as easy as the way you laid it out. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3. The Fan. We come back. We're going to dive into the Browns front office. So hang tight, Baskin and Phelps.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.